Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
We are glad to have Boston Mayor Marty Walsh back on the show again this morning. Good morning, Mayor Walsh.
Good morning. Thanks for having me this morning.
Hi.
How are you?
So we're doing all right. There's a lot to get to this morning, and I guess I'm going to talk about what's headlining the news first this morning, and that's the problem with fireworks across the Commonwealth and across the city. He's
like, they're waking me up too.
It's out of control. I watched some Ring video from some friends of ours that live in Southie. And it's out of control in every neighborhood where these fireworks are going off at all hours of the night. Can you really do anything about it, though?
I mean, we're trying to. I mean, I think you saw a picture in the paper today. Anyone that sees it, I mean, people are going up to New Hampshire and buying literally van loads of fireworks. Yeah. It's illegal to bring them over state line. We've been able to, when I say we collectively, the police, whether it's Boston or state or some other departments, have been able to confiscate large amounts of fireworks. It comes down to also people talking to kids in their neighborhood or people who are shooting them off and having conversations. This is something that is, it's dangerous. So there was a story on the news last night of a veteran who went out to ask the people to stop shooting the fireworks off. They shot him at him. There's some real PTSD issues here. There's some real issues about babies and kids not being able to sleep. Elderly, pets, and these aren't just the fireworks that we're growing up. These things are explosions. I think we need to continue to kind of monitor the situation, but talk to the folks that we know that might be shooting them off, or if you know, let us know. I mean, call 911. Police will confiscate them if we get them, or you can call Boston Center of Youth and Families, so we can go out and talk to some of these kids.
We'll volunteer as a task force. We'll sit it on 93 right there.
Well, we do have a task force.
We volunteer as tribute.
Mayor Walsh is like, we have it.
It's like, we're all set. We're good. Thanks.
Yeah, I don't think I could pass the background check to go to the task force.
I don't know. We'll take the mixed van and we will just sit there and say, you look guilty. Pull over. What's going on in that vehicle?
I'll confiscate the fireworks, though.
It is crazy. It's crazy. I mean, our calls are up, a few thousand percent. I mean, when you hear something like that, the only time that we get a call volume increase like that is when maybe there's a snowstorm and people are looking for information. And even then, it's not even up that much. And it's just, it's a real public safety nuisance. It's also dangerous. The task force we put together, we've asked the fire department, the arson squad, to sit on it. Because, I mean, we have an old house, not just Boston, but throughout this Commonwealth, there's a housing stock, and some of our neighborhoods are very densely populated. And, you hit one of these fireworks, they hit one of these old houses, some molding that's wood, now you have major problems.
Yep. And while fireworks go along with the 4th of July, so do gatherings and family gatherings and barbecues and things that simply aren't going to look the same. Can you talk about what you're encouraging people to do over this weekend by not getting all together? And can you speak to, are beaches going to be open or closed? Do you know that?
Yeah, right now the beaches are going to be open. All the beaches in Boston are state run. To my knowledge, they're all open unless the governor makes a different decision in the next couple of days in his team. We're asking people, do not gather in large groups. If you look to, just look to Texas and Florida and Arizona and what's happening in those three states, in other states in the South. You have the governor of Texas apologizing because he didn't take this as serious in the very beginning. Yeah. We did here in Boston and Massachusetts.
Yep.
We've been able to stop the spread, and I don't want to say contain it yet, because I think we still have a bit ways to go. But we don't want to see that second surge like we went through already, and like these other states are going through. And what they're experiencing in these other states, quite honestly, is younger people with the virus, people in the 30s and 40s getting the virus. And it can be deadly. I mean, you know, it's something that you don't take it lightly. It can be very deadly. It's taken 125,000 lives in America. You know, it's taken over a million people in the world. So let's be very careful with this. Mm-hmm.
It's Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1. We're talking to Mayor Marty Walsh from Boston. And I want to ask you about this announcement that you made last week regarding the equity and inclusion, I guess, a board that you're putting together, or...
It's a cabinet. It's a cabinet level position.
And I think this is so important what you said. And you talked about this being a crisis in our community. And really, Boston and Massachusetts has been right in the middle of this conversation when it comes to Black Lives Matter. Can you tell me why you thought it was important to say that and to do this?
Yeah. You know, it is a crisis. I mean, when you think about what's happened in our country over the last 6 weeks, sparked by the death of George Floyd, the murder of George Floyd. And the conversation 6 weeks later is still very much front and center, and it's really important. So as a city, you know, what listen, and I still continue to listen, but I'm going to take action. The cabinet that we're creating brings together existing departments, so they're going to have departments under it. The departments that are under it are resilience and racial equity, diversity, language and communication access, women's advancement, immigrant advancement, and the Human Rights Commission. And what it's going to do, it's going to put an intentional focus on supporting our communities of color and our marginalized groups. It's going to partner with residents. It's going to be outward-looking community groups, nonprofits, businesses throughout our economy and society. And quite honestly, it's so that when we all...
No.
You go through a tunnel.
Normal. Okay. This department is going to continue to work and do the work that people are asking for right now.
Producer Dan has a question for you real quick before we go, Mayor.
Yeah, before we let you go, Mayor Walsh, let's just switch gears here for a second to something that may not be quite as important as the other topics we discussed, but it's important to me. What do you think about Cam Newton coming to the Patriots?
Well, it's important to me, too, because I'm a season ticket holder. I'm in the camp of this could be great. I think Cam Newton coming to the New England Patriots, being coached by the greatest coach in NFL history, is going to give Cam Newton a whole new perspective as far as what his ability could be. I think that it's a great move by the New England Patriots. I think that now all of a sudden we're back in the conversation of winning the AFC East, going for the AFC title, and potentially contending for the Super Bowl. I'm not getting too far ahead of myself, but the Patriots defense is going to be an incredible defense this year. Defense gets you win Super Bowls for you. We have an offense now that he's a proven quarterback. It's not like you're getting somebody who's kind of proven. He's a proven quarterback. Won the MVP.
Oh, such a sportsy answer from the mayor.
This is my guy right here.
It's true. I think there'll be some naysayers too, which is fine.
Yeah.
But I mean, listen, we used to the naysayers here about the New England Patriots, and I'm pretty excited about it.
Listen,
I hope football starts.
Same.
I didn't know you were a season ticket holder. I know you're a busy guy. If you ever need to unload one of the games, hit me up. I'd love to go. Right.
Dan, don't do that.
I'll shoot my shot anytime I can.
I've had him for a long time. I've had him for a long, long time.
Just tell you not to ask for something for free.
Yes, that's my gig.
Oh, I was going to pay for him.
We will have a socially distant duck boat parade, right, Mayor? That's what we're saying.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, okay, listen, we got to take one game at a time, and let's the first preseason game. We'll take that, and we'll go through those and see. But it is exciting. I mean, it's exciting for us. I mean, the beginning of the coronavirus, in the first week, I think we lost, not only the coronavirus came out, Tom Brady decided to leave.
Gronk.
3 weeks later, Gronk comes out of retirement and goes, which, it's kind of like a 1-2 hit here. But then again, I mean, I think, at the end of the day, Belichick is a brilliant coach. If you look at his history, and what he's been able to do with these teams. I mean, it's a team game regardless of what happens.
All right, with
game.
The sportsy stuff again. Here we go again. Do you want to break down some game film a little bit later on with Producer Dan? We'll get some video.
Yeah, we'll see him throwing some footballs. I'll tell you one thing. I know that in the very beginning of coronavirus, when Tom Brady went to Tampa Bay and he started throwing footballs in the park, they shut him down. So... Cam, welcome to Boston.
Yay.
There it is. Amazing. Thank you, Mayor Walsh. It was good to speak with you again. We appreciate it. You're always welcome.
All right, guys. Thank
Thanks
you.
Thanks so much.
All right, Bye-bye. There he goes. Boston Mayor Marty Go Walsh. Pats. Go Pats. I like how you tried to slide in there and get the tickets.
Listen, he's busy. He can't be free every Sunday.
So that's right, Dan.
I'll pay market value.
I'll pay
face
something.
Face value.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.